You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm Gareth Williams, and I'm here backstage at Stand and Cooling here with Park Hotel. This is Rebecca and Tim. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are we today?
Good.
Very well, thanks. Yeah.
So you were just telling me you've just travelled back up from Cornwall today from a festival there last night. How did that go for you?
Yeah, really good.
Really good. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, really nice. Nice to be in the West Country.
A bit of a trek though from Cornwall to here.
Yeah. From London to Cornwall, back to London. It's but you know, it's fine.
You've been doing quite a few festivals though. Sort of looking at social media this year, you must enjoy festivals, I take it, then to do so many, but not just UK ones scattered around the globe, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
We've done a couple in France, a few in Germany. But yeah, it's, you know, when music gets you to travel, it's pretty special.
I actually find your musical quite difficult to describe, and we've played Go West on the show a couple of times now. There's definitely disco in there, but it's not. I mean, it's sort of the disco of the 70s is all around about hedonism and everything, but this is a bit deeper and a bit darker than that. I mean, I hate to ask the question, but I mean, how do you describe your music?
Well, you said it. There's a bit of disco in there, but I think it's more dance than just disco, and then a bit of
punk, funk. Rocky at times, and a bit of disco glitter ball chucked in there.
So three singles released to date, I believe. But though, I mean, is Kitsune released? Good People, Bad Dreams.
That's right.
I can't find it anywhere though. You can stream it, but can you download that anywhere? Because I'm trying to play it on the show. But
yeah. You can only stream it as it stands, right. But it will be on the EP that is being released early next year.
And that was my next question. So, I mean, what is next musically for releases then? An EP next year? So.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
With some singles leading up to it.
Yeah. First single, Nothing to Lose, comes out in September. And then the second one we haven't quite decided on. And, yeah, it'll be a 5-track EP early next year.
So, I mean, you mentioned, and it's another one of those questions that I apologise for asking, but I'm sure you get asked all the time, but I mean, you've mentioned that it's dance, it's punk, it's funk, a bit of rock and everything. I mean, what music excites you? I mean, if you were going to your perfect festival, who would the headliners be?
Oh, wow. It's a mixed bag.
I guess all of that. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I could hear in the stage someone's DJing Todd Terch, can't pronounce his surname. I've seen him a few times, and that's quite special on the dance elements. But you know, we're also big Arctic Monkeys fans, or any. You know, it's just
a real love of music.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
it's always nice. I mean, they're you know, some bands are wed to a certain thing, but when you love music, and I'm the same. So it's good to hear.
I think, yeah, throughout the band, you know, half of us used to play in a post-punk band called The Bodies. Rebecca's played in punk bands, so we like the visceral. We try and make it quite punchy and upfront. Dance, we just kind of categorise it as dance music.
So what can I expect from your live show later?
Some dance moves.
It's a short set, so we'll just keep it really punchy, I think. 30 minutes of, you know, just
all
go
the
out
bangers.
There and all the bangers.
Brilliant. For people that want to know more about you, where can they find you on social media? Because obviously, Googling Park Hotel can bring its own challenges.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so we're at Park Hotel Band, and just Park Hotel Band should take you to all our social media and website pointers.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much for your time today. Short and sweet, but thank you. And I look forward to watching you later.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Cheers. Rob.